Video Uber driver attacked in Las Vegas, thank God I'm alive. By Amy Furr on June 23, 2022. A woman named Victoria Partridge said her Uber passengers assaulted her recently in Las Vegas, and she is still recovering. At approximately 12:30 a.m. Sunday, Partridge drove to Fremont Street to collect a passenger. News 3 LV reported Thursday, adding that she is a Uber XL driver with 6 seats in her vehicle. Partridge, however, realized there were 7 women and thus informed the group she could not accommodate them because there were not enough seatbelts. Plus it was against the law and company policy. Following an argument, Partridge drove them to their destination. But when they arrived, the woman in the passenger seat apparently threw a drink at Partridge along with her cup. Partridge tossed it back at her and seconds later, the woman came forward and appeared to begin beating the driver while the others joined in. During the incident, one person allegedly grabbed her tip jar before exiting the vehicle. Partridge said she was trying to cover her eyes, adding, "When the attack started getting harder, punching harder, then I started thinking that I'm gonna die. And when they left, I was just praying, God, thank God I'm alive." Her car was also damaged during the incident, and photos showed the driver's bruised face. Meanwhile, the Uber website's community guidelines page said everyone using the platform is expected to follow its rules. "We update our guidelines regularly to help make sure everybody in the Uber community always feels safe and welcome," the site reads. Partridge called 911 after the attack, and an officer came to record the details, saying a detective would follow up on the case. She also notified Uber about what happened. Authorities said Wednesday they had opened a case for her, but police had not yet collected the video evidence. In addition, Partridge said Uber offered to pay for the repairs on her car and would put $5,000 into her Uber account. Uber issued a statement saying violence would not be tolerated, and as soon as the driver reported the incident to us, we began our investigation, deactivated the account holder, and have been in contact with the driver to offer our support. In February, an Uber driver who was also a young mother pleaded with a man to spare her life before he allegedly shot and killed her in Pennsylvania, according to Breitbart News.